Red Film Radio, Far East Film Festival, Udine, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and I'm here with Nakamura Mayo, director of She's Me and Her, and Hannah, the actress of She's Me and Her, and I've Got a Friend. I want to start from Miss Ghost, which stage, you know, are a real mirroring between these two women. So we have a young woman that see a homeless woman on a bench every day and staring at to talk to her, and she discovered that she was trying to be an actress like her, and she some kind, you know, feels as her. So my question is this the episode actually that, you know, which gives the main title to She's Me, I'm Her, and what message do you hope people take away actually from Miss Ghost?
Actually, the story is based on a real event. I mean, the real actually killing, that murder that happened in Japan during the COVID era. This homeless woman was battered to death at the bus stop, and she actually wanted to be a stage actress years before. So it's kind of based on the true story. After when that murder happened, actually there was a big demonstration happened. The women of different ages went on a demonstration saying she is me, because a lot of during COVID time, a lot of people lost jobs, especially women, because a lot of women have unsteady job and they got fired, and so a lot of even young women related themselves to this murdered woman, because they felt like they could also be homeless and be murdered. So a lot of people identified with that woman. So I was kind of really inspired by the story that we're sort of like invisible presence. That's why it's called Ghost. So She's Me, I Am Her is that, you can kind of relate to, women in different circumstances. Although, they might be a sex worker or homeless, but you can kind of relate to them in certain level. And She's Me, I Am Her is also what these demonstrators, these female demonstrators, were saying, that they felt for this homeless woman who was battered to death. It's weird, because the man who killed her was like a hikikomori, and it's sort of like it's like an Asian hate, black men battering Asian women, like the weak person battering a weaker person. Is kind of sad, actually.
Thinking about that, I was about the character of Nana, when she says it's not enough, to play just the roles of wives or mothers, and regretting giving up on her acting career in Among Four of Us. So I was thinking, actually, in our youth, we don't realize how even only one decision can make us on a linear path that is not our, final destination, something like that. So what are your thoughts on Koiji counter-philosophy, that we don't really have, any choices? Is it like that, or do you think in a different way?
そうですね。まあ私は、まだ結婚もしてなくて、子供もいないので、
Well, in the private life, she never married and she never had any kids in her life. So she has freedom and she can choose her careers or whatever she would like to do. She's pretty freely choose what she like to do. But at the same time, there are many, many friends of her. They are already married and have kids, and they have a limited choices that they can make because of the circumstances that they are in. So for them, they would have said I would have done this or do that or say that or wish or dreamed. But in reality, they are really limited. So the choice for women, when you get older, you have less chances or less, yes, option that they can choose. That's what she really feels, and that's what the story talks about.
And I would like to ask, the last question is, what is your opinion, you know, about the Japanese movie industry? At the moment, do you feel that right now women filmmakers have equal opportunities? Do you have any struggles you had, you know, in the past time when you start to do this job, even if a director and an actress too? So I would like to know that.
So I think there, you know, we have more women directors now. But the people who are investors are like mostly middle-aged men. So it's hard to have a woman's story told in terms of like a grown-up woman. Like they prefer like young women having relationship with the older men or something like that. It's their fantasy that they want to be, you know, they want to make a film about. So if you want to propose to them, hey, you know, I want to do a film about women in their 40s, they're like, oh, I don't want to look at that. So I think there's still a glass ceiling in terms of, you know, making the stories heard, you know, by the woman, you know, writing a story and having that made is a bit of a struggle, although we have more women directors. And even the younger generation women directors, they kind of like put on a pedestal like, oh, young, you know, women directors, and they always put young in front. And you have to be young to be able to be sellable. So that's still we're struggling with. And although we have more, you know, the things are a little bit changing, that still I think there is women directors that kind of put in that kind of category of, you know, being a woman, and it's hard to have your stories heard.
そうですね。まあ、年を重ねていって。
Well, when she gets older, she can play as a mother and she can play as the good wife. To become an adult woman, less and less she has opportunity to play a good, good woman figure. That are in a good position in the society. And when women get older, they can play in a romantic or a love story even, but there are less chances for them. Yes, she wished to play in a good story, because not in the Japanese film, but many films overseas, older women or the actresses, they can play in a romantic love story. So she would like to play in that way in a Japanese film, and we wish we have more film like that can be appreciated by many women and many adult people who can enjoy that kind of rich film. That's what she wish.
Thank you so much, Fred Finn Radio. We have been here with Nakamura Mayo and Nahana for the film She's Me, I'm Her at the Far East Film Festival 25. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.